This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Post-match chat with chaps for that Millwall podcast, where it finished at Ewood Park, or whatever it's called these days. Blackburn Rovers 1, Millwall 1. Look, I think before the game, I probably would have taken that. And I think after the first half performance, I probably would have taken it. But when you consider the overall performance, which wasn't very good, and the fact we made a huge mistake, or a few players made big mistakes for their equaliser, it does leave you with a bit of a sour taste in your mouth. Look, I think you can look at it in a couple of different ways. A point on the road at Blackburn is not bad. Neil Harris, 3 games, 7 points, unbeaten. We go into the game on Saturday with Birmingham, who also got a draw away at Hull, knowing that if we beat them, it does put more daylight between them and the teams below us. We're also now a point further away from the bottom three with Stoke losing than we was before the game. So there are positives to take. But I also think we need to recognise here that the performance wasn't the best. We've spent a lot of time defending, again, without Blackburn really creating anything clear-cut. And we've really let ourselves down for their equaliser. So, depends how you look at it. But, as I say, I think my overall take would be I would have taken a point before the game. And if we can beat Birmingham on Saturday, that becomes a very good point on the road. So, I'm going to do a shorter version just to get something out tonight, because I'm recording this directly after the game. I've not heard anything. I've obviously not got any stats for you for today, but I just thought I'd do a quick kind of off the cuff sort of view on it. So in terms of the lineup for us, I'll be honest, it was the lineup I expected, and those of you that are in sort of various group chats I'm in will know that I have predicted this lineup. I did expect Obafemi to drop out purely to manage his minutes. And I think that's another thing you've got to be mindful of. The depth we've got, particularly in the forward areas, is shocking. And we've played teams that are very possession-based sides. And that does impact us. You know, I think the players are working incredibly hard off the ball, and we've got a reduced squad depth, particularly up front. So I think that also needs to be taken into consideration. But he brought Emaku in from the cold. Obviously, he had an injury and hasn't really featured. I don't think he's featured at all since he's come back into the squad. And then, of course, the other change was Duncan Watmore going out and George Longman coming in. The surprise, though, was the fact that he started with Longman through the middle and Emaku on the right. I was surprised. He did then switch that after about, I think, about 25 minutes, which, in hindsight, as I say, I personally would have started it that way around. It didn't actually change anything, by the way. But with Emaku's pace, I felt up against Carl McFadzean, who I think is sort of 37, 38. He's certainly getting on. Could have caused him problems, but let's be honest, we didn't really cause him many problems whatsoever. For them, they got some good players. I think they spent a lot of money on Dominic Higham, who is everything that we need in a centre-back, by the way. He's not so bad on the ball, fairly agile, He's good age. He's a leader. He's a captain. He is, you know, exactly what we could do with. But I like him. I've always liked Therese Dolan. Wasn't particularly effective today, mind you. And Sami Smodzic, top scorer in the league, obviously goes on to score again today. They have got some very good players. And also like the look of that Sigurdsson. I think he did well against the Stand at the Den. But, you know, I think the game starts and we did start off just kind of how we meant to go on, which was really shaky. I think in the first minute, really sloppy and hesitant play from Cooper, and they could be in, but thankfully they're not. And that just kind of set the scene. We just never got going. And I think we used to criticise Gary Rowett's football, but tonight was just as bad. And if I recall last season, I could have this wrong, but I'm sure away at Blackburn, I'm sure it was at Blackburn last season. In actual fact, I'm going to try and quickly look it up. No, I'm not. I ain't going to have time. Away at Blackburn last season, where it was similar. It was just dross, and it was just about grinding out a result. I'm sure it was Blackburn last season. Someone will correct me in the comments. And that was what it felt like. It was one of those games that after about minute 10, you knew we just needed to get something from it, because it was two very, very poor sides. Make no mistake about it. Two very poor sides that deservedly so will be in the bottom eight this season. For various different reasons. John Eustace plays of quite a boring brand of football as well. And obviously Harris is playing poor football. I think there's a lot of people that have started to jump on the whole Harris playing boring football and how bad it is. And look, I don't disagree with you, but what I would say is I couldn't give a monkey's what happens as long as we stay in this league. If that's the football that Neil Harris thinks he has to play with a group of players he's got at his disposal to keep us in the league, fine, do it. And we'll watch it and we'll be bored by it. But as long as we stay in the division. And at the minute, you can't really argue. The man's played three games, two away from home, obviously one at home, and we've got 7 points and we're unbeaten. So you can't really argue. Yeah, all right, the football's horrendous. I get that. And I've seen a lot on socials. But the man is trying to keep us in this division. And if it means we have to play this very negative football to do that, then fine. The other thing that's easy to forget is that although Blackburn aren't the best side in the world, they were seventh before going into the game of the teams with the highest possession in the league. So they are a very possession-based side. So I kind of expected them to have a lot of the ball. The real test in terms of having more of the ball will come on Saturday against Birmingham. But look, the first half, I think we probably had the best chance of the game. I think it was Fleming who arrived at the back post from a corner. Good corner from Sav, flick on by Cooper, and then Fleming at the back post. All of this is from memory, by the way, because, as I say, I'm recording this straight after the game. Second half, he makes the change, Obafemi for Imaku. I don't know if it was match sharpness or whatever, but nothing really seemed to work for Imaku tonight. Probably doing better coming on in the second half against Birmingham to build his match minutes back up. But Obafemi comes on and we take the lead. I can't really remember what minute was it. Was it around sort of 55 possibly? But we take the lead. And to be perfectly honest with you, no one deserved to score up to this point. But Longman does really well to win possession back on the right-hand side. He sort of battles for it. It finds its way to Billy Mitchell. Billy Mitchell looks up, plays a quality ball into the box. He's been criticised a lot for actually his creativity, but this is a super ball into the box. Obafemi gets the ball. He kind of uses his strength. I'm going to call him the bodybuilder because I've seen a lot of people say he's too fat. He's just very muscular. But the bodybuilder does superbly well to hold the ball up, nudge off a couple of players. He kind of loses it, but then manages to wriggle his way free and just smacks it straight down the middle, to be fair. But it's with such power, it goes past the goalkeeper. I know Blackburn fans aren't particularly impressed with their goalkeeper. So I didn't have the benefit of replays watching it on Millwall, not on Millwall TV, on the red button. So I can't tell you whether the keeper should have saved it or not. But we take the lead, and I was really pleased for Obafemi because I think he needed to get off the mark, and we need him to be scoring goals and to be firing. And I think it was ultimately the reason he was rested tonight is because I think Harris went into tonight thinking we can get something from the game with him only playing 30, 40 minutes, probably had to bring him on slightly earlier than he'd like to. And then he starts against Birmingham, where hopefully we can go and get 3 points. I genuinely think Harris is trying to manage the squad he's got to try and get the most from this set of fixtures. I really think that. And again, we're playing very high possession side, so the boys are working incredibly hard. How Honeyman has managed two sets of 90 minutes with those effort levels, I don't know. So fair play to him. We go 1-0 up, and look, did we deserve to win that game? No, we probably didn't. But we also stupidly shouldn't be gifting them their equaliser. So Saville gives the ball away initially. But then we do win the ball back. Tanganga is down, injured in the middle of the pitch. We win the ball back. Leonard has it. He then passes it to Danny Mack. And then Danny Mack attempts to pass it to Cooper, but passes it way too short. Can't get my words out. He leaves the pass short. It doesn't arrive to Cooper. It goes straight to their player, who plays in Sami Smodic, top scorer in the league, finishes superbly, and it's 1-1. Now, where does the error lie for that? I think ultimately it's just a poor passage of play. I think Saville makes the first cock up. He shouldn't be losing the ball there. Then Leonard could just lever it and get rid of it. I've seen a few people say he should have put it out of play. I don't know. I mean, yeah, hindsight's a wonderful thing. But if you actually look at the overall pitch, there was quite a lot of space, particularly on this left-hand side, if he could have found a way to get the ball out wide and we could have broke. So I don't necessarily blame Leonard, to be honest with you. And ultimately, Danny Mack should be able to play a 5-yard pass. So to me, between Saville and Danny Mack, we don't even get to that point if Saville doesn't lose the ball in the first place. And then Danny Mack is criminal, what he does. I'm not going to be too critical of him because I think he's actually played very well since he's come back into the side overall. And I thought he was okay again tonight, other than obviously the error. But it's just a poor passage of play. We should not be conceding from that position. We've gifted it to him. And that's the thing that's most frustrating, because whilst we probably didn't deserve to win the game, we could have done. Other than that, they didn't really create too much. What I will say is I felt Sarkic had a good game tonight. I felt he come and claimed a lot of crosses. He just filled me with more confidence, to be honest, and he'd be right up there for my man of the match. Other players to note is I thought that Tanganga seemed to throw himself into everything. The fact he was brought down, he was injured twice, one caught him in the face, but I felt he was pretty good and was certainly the better of the two. Cooper looked back to his shaky self, I would say, overall. A couple of good first contacts in the box, but I thought Cooper was shaky. But I would probably just about edge my man of the match to Billy Mitchell. I thought, again, considering now he's been out in the wilderness, he then comes back in, plays 3 consecutive games, in games where he hasn't really got much of the ball. I felt he broke up play a lot. There was a couple of times in the second half the ball come into the box and he was there first to get rid of it. And then, of course, I also think that it was a great ball in the box for the goal. So for that reason, I'm probably going to give man of the match to Billy Mitchell. And yeah, I don't really know what else there is to say. I think we tried to manage the game. And what was quite clear, particularly when Harris went to 5 at the back with Norton Coffey and Joe Bryan coming on, that we were just trying to see it out. And obviously Harris felt comfortable with that group of players that we could. And we did. And, you know, it does feel like a missed opportunity, given the fact that I think Blackburn are a very poor side. But having said that, I think most Millwall fans before the game would have taken a draw. It's just because you've watched a really boring, mundane performance where we're just not really creating anything. Obviously, we scored a goal. Fine. First one from open play under Harris. But we're just not really creating anything. But then at the same time, be careful what you wish for, because we're also pretty defensively solid, other than we make these stupid errors. So a draw is a draw, a point's a point. Obvious statement, of course. But I think we take it and we move on. And now it should all be around getting the and picking a lineup that we think can go and beat Birmingham on Saturday, because that is a huge game now. And I'd encourage everyone to try and get down there and support this team to get them over the line and to not get on the backs for the boring football. It is needs must. And like I said earlier, I'm convinced Harris is looking at this group saying, what style, what way of playing do I need to get through to these lads that keeps them in this in the league. You can't tell me that Harris is looking at this thinking that we played particularly well and it's exciting from his perspective. Be interesting to see what he says in his post-match. So look, that's it. I think I would summarise by saying I'd have taken it before the game. Disappointing, given the manner in which we went 1-0 up and then we gifted them their goal. Defensively sound, but two very poor sides that I think for different reasons will quite rightly be in the bottom eight. And it becomes a good point if we can win against Burnham on Saturday, which becomes a huge six-pointer. Obviously, we'll have one eye on the games for QPR and Huddersfield tomorrow. QPR got West Brom and then they got Middlesbrough, who have been a bit shaky on Saturday. I'm not quite sure who Huddersfield are playing. There we go. I'll leave it there. Just a quick one, just to get something out. Let me know what you thought. Let me know who your man of the match was. It's difficult in a game like today, isn't it? But yeah, as I say, I think I'll just give it to... Just about give it to Billy Mitchell. I'll leave it there. See you down the den on Saturday. By the way, just to close out, the 338 that went there tonight, fair play to you. We could hear you as well, so fair play. You made a lot more noise than 338. I'll see you down the den on Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks for listening, as always. Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.